7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We have ignition. We have liftoff. Out and about is a go. All systems are nominal. Well, good afternoon, out and abouters. I'm your host, Maeve, and you are listening to KYRS Medical Lake Spokane on 88.1 and or 92.3 FM. Also streaming from kyrs.org. And today it's kind of it's a special show for me because I don't have a guest. And sometimes that happens where I neglect to get a guest, but this one is, I had this hole in the schedule and I wanted to use it because it's been so long since I've got to play you a little bit of music and talk to you about stuff that's going on. And today I want to talk to you about TDS. I've got it bad. I've got the disease of TDS coursing through my veins. Now, I think maybe I better back up a little bit. The recent really very sad events that have enveloped our region with the fires have made me think a lot about my career with the Spokane Fire Department. I retired from there in 2020. You know, I had so many calls where I was putting on my air pack to go into a house fire and frantic neighbors would come out and they'd be screaming at me because they had what they thought friends or family were still in the house, and they'd be screaming at me. They'd be terrified. Likewise, I'd walk into a lot of medical scenes where parents had a child that was, well, lifeless and or teetering on lifelessness, and they would be screaming at me to save their child. And that sounds like hyperbole, but it wasn't. That happened plenty of times. And, you know, you had to just kind of keep cool and collected and do your job. And, you know, because nobody needs like a Daffy Duck character running around on an emergency scene. But both those circumstances, those were awful truths that those people faced. And we were there as the fire department to help them. And sometimes we were successful. Sometimes we weren't. And I just want to think about the awful reality that firefighters faced the Saturday before last was on a scale that I certainly never experienced in my career. I mean, I had lots of big fires and lots of big things, but that was one that I never have seen something like that. And that was a truth that was awful and needed to be dealt with the best that they could. And they did that. And, you know, these fires were an unfortunate truth in the making. The reality of global climate change, the reality of people in our community who are set on hurting people, whether because of some sort of psychological defect, substance abuse, or just maybe plain maliciousness. Those folks are out there. On Saturday, all those truths collided. Thousands of people's lives were upended because of this. I don't know about you, but even today, and I was very minimally affected by these fires, it's a sadness that's pretty hard to shake. And, you know, I'm going to bring this back to politics because it's all politics. Currently, we have, a president and an entire political party and cult members that ignores the truth about a lot of things. And when there is a truth that would be inconvenient waiting in the wings, they close the curtains on it, hoping that we will have never seen it. They do this because of who their donors are. They do this because their base has been brainwashed by the media that these donors now own. These owners curate information that will keep people, the viewers, the listeners, they'll keep these people comfortable with the lies and omissions until that truth is no longer being able to be restrained. And when it's not restrained, it does unleash a fury, a terrible fury, upon the people that they have lulled to sleep with their lies. And this isn't just about global climate change. Right now, it's also about having a convicted felon in our highest office, a probable pedophile, an adjudicated rapist, a guy who failed at every business so often that he was only able to borrow money for his failing businesses from our adversary, Russia, a country I believe he's an asset of. We're told to ignore the truth about gun violence, about a slush fund to pay for domestic terrorists. We're told to ignore the truth about a deal made where President Trump and his family will never have their tax records audited. A carve out for one family in our nation that nobody else gets. And they're also exempt from many of our other laws as well. And when a fellow citizen applauds this provision for their cult leader and no one else, it is truly a symptom and a syndrome. It's a syndrome of Trump derangement by that cult member. And we are led, and right now, you know, with the news being what it is, we are led onto an allegorical airplane targeted for destruction while the cowardly perpetrator and his drug-addled, crazed accomplices are snuck off the plane in a food cart and smuggled to safety. That's while the rest of us are not cared for and will be used for them to be escorted to safety and to riches. The show today is going to touch on a bunch of these things. And I'm going to play music that I hopefully gets you in the mood for changing the destructive course we are on. For those of us who stand opposed to these lies, well, I think we are infected with TDS. And it's not Trump derangement syndrome. I think that's for the people who do the carve-outs for their cult leader and nobody else. I think we're infected with truth defense syndrome. Yes, we're here to defend the truth and see where that gets us. So here's some music, and we'll probably go from there, see how the music goes, and we'll do our underwriters and all that stuff. But this is kind of be the format of the show. I'm going to do a little bit of talking, and then I'm going to be playing some music, which I hope will get you in the mood to embrace the truth and to tell the truth. And even though that truth is hard to find, you have to look for it in the foreign media oftentimes. But it is out there, and we should be holding everybody to that truth. Okay, let's get started, and here's some music.
Well, I'm gonna tell you fascists, you may be surprised. World are getting organized. You're bound to lose, and you're fascist bound to love every nation marching side by side. March across the field where a million fascists died. You're bound to lose, and you're fascist bound to lose. And all you fascists are bound to lose. You fascists are bound to lose. You fascists are bound to lose. And all you fascist boys are bound to lose. Better learn it quick. Our children won't be sold your poison red or
and Galilee. They would lay Jesus Christ in his grave.
And About receives support from Eastern Washington University, the region's polytechnic, offering an increased emphasis on real-world, hands-on learning to build career-ready skills and a lifelong community. More information at ewu.edu.
All right, we're back. And for those of you who are keeping score, that first song was All You Fascists Bound to Lose. That's the Tillers doing that version. Charlie Don't Surf, of course, by The Clash. And Jesus Christ by U2 singing that one too. So those are all beautiful covers, except for, of course, Charlie Don't Surf. That's an original one. And we'll get back to the monologue and the music. All right. So it is very plausible that the illegal, immoral, and bankrupting Iran war started by President Trump was instigated to draw attention away from the crimes he's accused of in the Epstein files. The truth of the cost of this war will probably not be known until he is out of office. The cost in dollars and in lives. Trillions of dollars, thousands of lives, all to keep us from learning a very dark and disturbing truth about him that he has pretty much already told us about himself, but somehow we either didn't listen or we forgot. If you pay attention, you are confronted by a daily assault of lies, easily refutable lies, by this president and the people who support him, like our own representative Republican Michael Baumgartner. But you have to pay attention. You have to go to foreign news sites to find out what is really happening in our country, because either out of collusion or out of fear, our news organizations are ignoring what other nations have shown us, that we are out of many of our munitions, that our very expensive bases in the Middle East have been destroyed, that our service people are living in horrible conditions, and that we have lost this war that only one president was stupid enough to engage in. Even after every other modern-day president was asked to engage in this war by Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu, Trump is the only one who said yes. It was a former editor of the Wall Street Journal who said that this is the first time in our history that the United States media was less trustworthy to tell us what was really happening in a war than the media of the nation we are fighting against. That's incredible to me. But this is how it has always been with this president. It started with his first inauguration, where he lied about the crowd sizes, continued with hundreds of lies each week about just about everything, and right through knowingly lying about COVID. These lies tanked our economy and killed a lot of people, straight through to the lies he told about the election he lost, which resulted in his terrorists seizing the Capitol, seeking out legislators and the vice president to try to kill them. They beat cops for a lie. This is what happened to the MAGA cult, who abandoned the truth rather than be uncomfortable and change their beliefs. These formerly law and order types now embrace a man who led people into beating cops who were there to defend our democracy. And the capitulation on every level is all the way up to people like our Congressman Michael Baumgartner, who, if he were able to go back 20 years to see what he has allowed himself to become, to have power, to gain power, he would recoil in shame, horror, and revulsion. I don't think 20 years ago you wouldn't believe it if you could have told him what he would be supporting at this point. But that's not who we are. Those of us who still value the truth. In fact, we not only value truth, we defend the truth because we are infected with TDS, Truth Defense Syndrome. Now, let's have a little more music, okay? I'm enjoying these songs, and I hope you are too. And here's one by one of my favorite bands coming right up right now.
Continue to walk like a ghost in the graveyard of our thousand-year home. I look like a stranger out here no matter where I continue to roam. You walk so aloof, you're ignoring the proof, and you're strangely so innocent. The end seems near, you're so full of fear, and destruction is imminent. To us in love and benevolence. In the beginning it was bad, and it's still pretty sad, and you're wielding malevolence. My dagger is stuck in the side of your gut, and it doesn't seem to matter too much. But one day you'll find me standing over your mind with nothing left to clutch. Oh, we told you. An effort to rise above it all. Put you on the edge of the cliff that will provide an excellent, excellent fall. Your last thought of me, and soon you will see that none of us really own. Your corpse will feed growing things on this earth, and you will die alone.
To plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew. Eat hog maws confiscated from the Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on the court from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on the rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Okay, all right. That, of course, was No One Owns Anything by the Dead Pioneers. The Revolution Will Not Be Televised by Gil Scott-Heron. And Whose Side Are You On? That cover, of course, that was an old IWW wobbly song. But that cover was done by the Dropkick Murphys. It's one of my favorite versions of that song. And so we're going to continue with the monologue, and then of course we're going to break back into some music, because I don't want you to listen to me talk to two for too long. Okay. All right, let's jump back into it. Now, we've been talking about TDS, Trump Derangement Syndrome. No, Truth Defense Syndrome. That's what we have. And that's what we're going to, that's what makes us different. And that's how we're going to win this thing. Now, we know that Trump can't stop lying. He's never been able to. In his first administration, his lawyers refused to let him take the stand because they said he was incapable of telling the truth and would perjure himself without a doubt. Yet people voted for him. People who abandoned their own credibility, their own morality, and their honor to get on board with him. Trump may go to the big McDonald's in the sky tomorrow. He may go to prison if he lives long enough. But what do you do with this anti-American demonic death cult he has spawned? Is there a way for them to escape the cult, even if they had the courage to want to escape after being in so deep? It is amazing to me that so many people have put up with Trump and Republicans and all that they have done to destroy their lives, all they have done to destroy other people's lives. But it is the price of gasoline or the deportation of a loved one that sours them on their cult leader. This is truly sad and despicable that this little truth is what caused them to question their cult leader. Not after Doge destroyed research centers, gutted our emergency response system, killed thousands of children overseas. Not after the Republicans' legislation will take away their health care next year, which they wisely did, right? I mean, they made sure that it didn't kick in to effect until after the midterms, but that's going to happen. Not after Doge destroyed research centers that led to a lot of our fires right now, too. Not after the trillions of dollars given away to billionaires so they can throw those dollars on another pile. But this big truth, it's coming. Not after the insurrection, not after the violation of our Constitution's guarantee of due process and the kidnapping and removal of immigrants, not after the killing of peaceful protesters, not after Trump, with support of people like Michael Baumgartner, is now responsible. Trump is now responsible for a third of our national debt. And for those of you who are keeping count, that debt is, I mean, this is an hour ago when I looked it up, so it's probably gotten a lot bigger, $40.6 trillion. And in case you want to know how much you owe, that's $120,000 for every citizen, every man, woman, and child, or non-binary person that is in our country. $120,000 each of us owe. And you can rest assured that this truth is coming as well. They didn't care after starting an illegal war and an immoral war with a country that we have now lost. Not after threatening to take over other countries. Not after depleting our military's munitions, not after slapping his despicable name and picture on everything like a third world dictator, not after buying the media with frivolous lawsuits, not after placing dishonest and immoral people in the highest post to our nation, not after grifting billions of dollars using cryptocurrency to hide the quid pro quo transactions for the enemies of America, not after manipulating the market and the thousands of stock trades he has made while in office to make billions, not after bad-mouthing veterans, not after turning his back on our allies and our treaties, not after the trillions of dollars he has stolen from them, not after the money laundering or terrorist funding that he did during his first presidency, not after the terrorists destroyed farmers and manufacturers, not after pooping his pants over and over again on television. Nope. For a few cult members who are thinking about leaving the cult, none of these things mattered. But gasoline went up over a dollar a gallon for some, and some people had their spouses deported, and that was too much. This truth. To be honest, criminal Republicans and Trump have destroyed so much of our nation that the cost and the time to rebuild is going to be considerable. And this is the truth that is coming for us like a wildfire that is unstoppable. But we can fight against this. We can vote against the enablers, the accomplices, and the toadies. We can speak the truth, even if the state media will not. We can spread our TDS, our Truth Defense Syndrome, until justice is served to all who did this to our nation. And this is a necessary first step, because if we don't hold these criminals accountable, we, as a nation, are not ever going to be trusted again. And that, of course, is the truth. Okay, let's play a little more music. What do you say? I've got a lot more music to play, and I think I'm going to call that it for my rant. I have a lot more to rant about, but let's go listen to some music, and I hope this gets you hepped up and gets you out there wanting to vote and asking your friends and neighbors to vote, because it's going to take a lot of votes to overcome this. All right, let's keep on going. We'll be right back.
a bloody fight round this whole world tonight. In the battle of bombs and shrapnel rain, Hitler told the world around he would tear our Union down. But our Union's gonna break them slavery chains. Our Union's gonna break them slavery chains. I walked up on a mountain in the middle of the sky. Could see every farm and every town. I could see all the people in this whole wide world. That's a Union that'll tear the fascists down, down, down. That's a Union that'll tear the fascists down. When I think of the men and the ships going down while the Russians fight on across the Don, there's London in ruins and Paris in chains. Good people, what are we waiting on? Good people, what are we waiting on? So I thank the Soviets and the mighty Chinese vets, the Allies, the whole wide world around. To the battling British, thanks, you can have 10 million Yanks if it takes them to tear the fascists down, down, down. If it takes them to tear the fascists down. But when I think of the ships and the men going down and the Russians fight on across the Don, there's London in ruins and Paris in chains. Good people, what are we waiting on? Good people, what are we waiting on? So I thank the Soviets and the mighty Chinese vets, the Allies, the whole wide world around. To the battling British, thanks, you can have 10 million Yanks if it takes them to tear the fascists down, down, down. If it takes them to tear the fascists down.
Oh,
Okay, that was Bikini Kill with Rebel Girl, Woody Guthrie with Tear the Fascists Down, and of course The Clash with Clamp Down. And what a favorite song, a song of my youth. Just a few more things. You know, I was thinking about how the poster child for this term of this administration was right after the administration started. A woman who worked for the Forest Service said she voted for Trump because she was gullible enough to believe anything he said. And he had said that the government should pay for in vitro fertilization. And she, her husband, wanted in vitro fertilization. But obviously, she didn't know what a liar President Trump was. So after the election, Doge went through the Forest Service and had her fired. She couldn't believe that she was not only not going to get in vitro fertilization, but she also lost her job. And so, you know, this truth comes hard to people. You know, it's funny because just sometimes you can think about these things as a little mind experiment in your truth defense syndrome to see, you know, see if maybe you're not crazy. So let's say this happened to Let's say this happened to Obama. Let's say back that Obama had 3,600 security transactions, stock exchanges between January and March, that he made millions of dollars and probably billions of dollars from these things. Do you think that people would care about that if it was Obama? Do you think people would care about that? How about Capital One? You know, Capital One was one that, you know, you can make in your mind any other president besides Trump. That Capital One had known that Trump, they tagged him as being either a money launderer or somebody who was supplying money to terrorist organizations. And by law, any account that becomes suspicious of that, they have to close it. But they didn't close him because they didn't want to cause him any political problem. So they waited until the year 2021 when he was out of office after the insurrection. And it was unthinkable that this felon would ever again be in office or be in a position to hurt someone trying to follow the law like they would be by holding him to account, by getting rid of all these accounts that he had, the hundreds of accounts that he had through Capital One. So they, in 2021, they moved to shut down those accounts. But they would have never suspected that anybody would have ever, ever voted this guy back into office. But people did. People did. If the election results were true, there were enough people to put him back into power. So along with Capital One and so many other people, frivolous lawsuits came out of nowhere. And for anybody who tried to uphold the law, try to uphold any standards, he sold these people. So anyways, he sued Capital One. This was news that was not big news because it's a constant barrage, right? I mean, today it's the news that he left people as decoys on an airplane that he was supposed to be on, not Qatari Air Force One, but the regular Air Force One. He skittered off of that in a catering van and was taken to another aircraft secretly because there was a threat against his life. But he left all the other people on the airplane. But anyway, there's such a barrage of misdeeds by this person, it is hard to care, but we need to care. He sued Capital One because he said that they were, they debanked him because of, quote, woke political hostility. Yeah, that's right. Okay, we're going to close with another song, and I really like this version of Revolution Rock by Los Fabulosos Cadillac, I think it is. Yeah, Los Fabulosos Cadillacs. And it's the translation's a little different from the Clash's version of Revolution Rock. But I think this should just about take us to the end of the show. And here we go. Thanks for listening. You are listening to KYRS Medical Lake Spokane on 88.1 and or 92.3 FM and streaming from KYRS.org.
Rejected the establishment's anti-democracy ploy. This is Jim Hightower saying, Missourians showed them, but anti-democracy elites are now pushing direct voter bans in 15 other states, including Arizona, Florida, the Dakotas, Nebraska, Ohio, Oklahoma, and Utah. To keep track and shove back against these plutocratic power grabs, connect with the nationwide monitoring and grassroots campaigns of the Fairness Project, thefairnessproject.org. The Hightower Radio Lowdown is made possible by you subscribers to Jim Hightower's Lowdown on Substack. Find us at jimhightower.substack.com.
Hi, you're listening to KYRS, Medical Lake Spokane,
88.1 and 92.3 FM.
KYRS Medical Lake and K222BG Dartford, 88.1 FM and 92.3 FM, Thin Air Community Radio.
The following program was pre-recorded.
Scotland, this is Democracy Now!
We want the museums to talk about the history of our country in a fair manner, not in a woke manner or in a racist manner, which is what many of them, not all of them, but many of them.
As the United States marks its 250th anniversary this summer, we spend the hour looking at how the nation's history is told as President Trump repeatedly attacks the Smithsonian and other institutions. We'll speak with Brian Stevenson, the founder and executive director of the Equal Justice Initiative. He's dedicated his life to confronting the legacy of slavery in the United States. He's helped open four sites in Montgomery, Alabama, including the Legacy Museum.
It's important that we begin to commit to an era of truth and justice, that we tell the truth about our history, that we find the words necessary to understand all of the pain, all of the suffering that was created by 400 years of enslavement, lynching, segregation, and injustice.
Brian Stevenson is here in Edinburgh, Scotland, where he's just opened his group's first international exhibition, The Legacy of Slavery. We'll also talk about why he calls the death penalty lynching's stepchild. All that and more coming up. Welcome to Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman. In Colombia, Reuters reports more than 160 people are dead after a 7.4 magnitude earthquake struck the northwestern Chocó and